You're listening to Kol Yisrael, the voice of Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem. We reported over recent days about the visits to Auschwitz-Birkenau by Pope Francis. After his visit to the death camp, the pontiff met with Jewish leaders in Krakow, Poland. Among them was Shave Israel founder and chairman Michael Freund.
Well, the Pope was visiting Krakow for a couple of days. On Friday, he went and paid a much publicized visit to Auschwitz and Birkenau. And on Sunday, the day of his departure from Poland, he agreed to meet with a small group of Jewish leaders. And I was invited to take part in that meeting. The Jewish delegation was headed by Chief Rabbi Michael Shudrick, the Chief Rabbi of Poland, and it included a number of people who are active in trying to revitalize Jewish life in Poland. So that's what led me to take part.
I saw the photograph of you and the Pope, and I'm wondering, how long did you get to actually speak to the pontiff, and what did you have the opportunity to say?
Well, I was introduced to him as the chairman of Shave Israel, which the organization I founded and chair, and which seeks out the lost tribes of Israel and other hidden Jewish communities and facilitates their return to the Jewish people. So I discussed that with him, and I also spoke with him about how a growing number of young Poles are discovering their Jewish roots, which were often hidden during and after the Holocaust for obvious reasons, and how we are working to assist these young Poles with Jewish roots to return to the Jewish people.
Did the Pope respond?
He smiled and nodded, and he seemed pleased, and then he asked me to pray for him.
To pray for him? Interesting.
Yes. During the meeting, he asked the various Jewish members of the delegation, individually and collectively, to pray for him.
Tell me a bit about what is the latest that is going on, whether it be with these Poles who are finding their Jewish roots or whatever else that's happening in your organization of Shave Israel.
Well, we currently have three emissaries serving in Poland, one in Krakow, one in Warsaw, and one in Lodz, where they do outreach work to the growing number of Poles who are discovering their Jewish roots. This is a phenomenon that has been going on now for quite a number of years, and there are literally thousands of such people throughout Poland who have Jewish ancestry and are only now beginning to discover it. And in many cases, the discovery comes as a shock to them, and they look for various ways to reconnect in one form or another with their heritage. In some instances, it might be a greater cultural attachment or intellectual affiliation, whereas in others, some are looking to formally rejoin the Jewish people. So whatever their motivation, whatever their goal, we at Shave Israel aim to try and facilitate that process, because these people, in a sense, they too are victims of the Holocaust. Their forefathers were, due to circumstances beyond their control, forced to hide their Jewish identity. And if nowadays many of them are miraculously looking to come back to our people, then how can we possibly turn them away?
Shave Israel founder and chairman Michael Freund.